Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Mem Tes. We left off in Daf Mem Chesam Beis, about 15 lines before the end of the page, at Tashema. We're in the middle of discussing the Tana de Bei Levi. The Tana de Bei Levi derives the halachos of a carbon chova from another carbon that's the same type of carbon, but a carbon mid nedava, rather than learning carbon chova from some other type of carbon chova. So he'd rather learn, Tana de Bei Levi would rather learn an Asher from an Asham, a Shlamim from a Shlamim, rather than learn crossing types of Karbanos. So the first thing we're going to discuss is whether that's true. We're going to try to bring Rayos, whether that is the way to compare different Karbanos to each other. Then we're going to have a discussion on Mem Tesam and Aleph about Akira B'Ta'us, that if a person shechts a Karban Shalo L'Shma, but he does so B'Ta'us, he thinks he's trying to do everything right, but he just got it wrong. He got the Metzias wrong. He thought he was dealing with one type of carbon, and it happened to have been that he was dealing with another type of carbon. So we're going to have a machlokas whether that's oker the shame carbon, whether that actually ruins the carbon. And the Gemara is going to try to bring two rayos that prove that akira b'taus havya akira, that it in fact does ruin the carbon. Then the Mishnah toward the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to continue the series of Mishnayos of things that are not ma'akev each other and tell us that tmidin and musafin are not ma'akvin zeh. That one can bring tmidim even if he doesn't have musafin even if he doesn't have tmidim, although it's very likely that we'll see in the Gemara that the Mishnah is not only talking about being ma'akev each other, but the Mishnah is actually talking about getting the Seder Kedima incorrect, that you bring the wrong carbon first and the wrong carbon second. The Gemara is going to discuss, you know, there are two carbonos tamid every single day, tamid shel shachar, tamid shel ben arba'im. The Torah also happens twice a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. What if you didn't do the morning one? Do you still do the afternoon one? And then the Gemara is going to tell us that Tamidin definitely take precedence over the Musafin of that day. The Shaila is if the next day's Tamidin also take precedence over today's Musafin, meaning you only have enough animals for the next day's Tamidin or today's Musafin. Do you say, do what you got to do today, and you'll worry about tomorrow? Or do you say, no, you have to be worried about tomorrow's most important carbon, which is the carbon tamid? And the Gemara is going to try to prove that tamid didn't take precedence over musafin based on the requirement of how many animals we had to have in the lishcha at all times. And the Gemara is also going to tell us at the end of the daf about a potential requirement of bikur for dalid yamim, 4 days of examining the animal for a mum when it comes to a carbon tamid, just like we know we have when it comes to a carbon Pesach. So let's begin. Mem Chesam Beis, about 15 lines before the end of the page. Last words on the line are Tashema. So it says, Mara Tashema, Detani Levi, Levi Torah Nebraisa, Asham Nazir, V'Asham Mitzara, Nazir who became Tame, brings Karban Asham on the 8th day of his Tumah, a Mitzara on the 8th day of his Tara process, brings a Karban Asham, Sheshchatan Shalolishman, Be'yishachdidit Shalolishman, K'sherim V'lo'ol Ba'alim Shem Chova, that it is a Kasher Karban, but they were not Yotzei their Chi, so they're going to have to bring another carbon asham. Shchata nuchusuzman bebailim. If let's say before the 7 days of his svira were over, it's not yet the 8th day of his tumas nazir or his taras mitzora, and he brings the carbon. Oshayu bnei shtei shanim shchatan. Or the keves was a 2-year-old keves, and it was supposed to be a 1-year-old keves because that's the halacha. So that's what it says in the Torah. And he shechts a 2-year-old keves instead. Psulin, then it's going to be puzzled. So says Gmar Vim Isa. If it's true that the Tana de Bei Levi learns the halachos of a carbon chova from a carbon nedava within the same type of carbon ligmar mishlamim, we should learn that an Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzora, which are carbonos chova, we should learn that halachos from a carbon shlamim, which is baba nedava. If you're going to learn a chova from nedava, we should even learn an asham that's a chova from a shlamim that's a nedava. And therefore, we should say that just like if you took a neder to bring a carbon shlamim that's a ben shana, and you brought a ben shtei shanim, it's kosher. So too an asham nazir, an asham mitzora, which you mechuyev to bring a ben shana, and you bring a ben shtei shanim, it should be kosher. Why does Levi hold that it's possible if you bring the wrong age of the animal? Says the Gemara, whoa, he doesn't say to learn any chova from any nedava. He says within each category, shlamim mi shlamim gamar. Asham Mishlamim Lo Gamar. Yeah, he'll learn the halachos of a shlamim that's a chova from a shlamim that's a nedava, but not the halachos of an asham that's a chova from a shlamim that's a nedava. That he doesn't learn. So says Gemara V Gamar Shlamim Mishlamim. But even if you're going to say that you learn shlamim Mishlamim, that you learn the dinim of a shlamim that's a chova from a shlamim that's a nedava, Ligmar Nami Asham Me Asham. Well, then he should also learn the halachos of one carbon asham from another carbon asham, and therefore asham nazir v'asham mitzora. If you have an asham nazir, asham mitzora, where the halach is the animal is supposed to be a ben shana, may asham gzelos v'asham mi'ilos. He should learn the halacha of an asham nazir, asham mitzora from an asham gzelos v'asham mi'ilos, where the halach is that it's supposed to be a ben shtei shanim. And we should say that just like an asham gzelos and asham mi'ilos, it's kosher if it's a 2-year-old because it's supposed to be a 2-year-old. So too by an asham nazir, an asham mitzora, where it's supposed to be a 1-year-old, it's also kosher when it's 2 years old. And we should also learn the reverse, that just like an Asham Nazir Asham Mitzorah, it's kosher if it's 1-year-old because that's what it's supposed to be. So Asham Gzeilus Asham Milos should also be kosher if it's a 1-year-old, even though it's really supposed to be a 2-year-old. So Tanit Be'Levi, yes, you want to learn within a specific category of carbon. Okay, so learn within the category of Asham, that if you get the wrong age animal, it should still be kosher, because there are other types of Asham that are kosher in that age. So Amar Rav Simi Barashi, don in davar shelo bechshero, mi davar shelo bechshero. Vein don in davar shelo bechshero, mi davar shelo bechshero. Now, what it means that we can learn the halachas of one asham from another asham is that if we're going to say in one category of asham that something is kasher b'diavad, that it's not really the way you're supposed to do it, but it's kasher b'diavad, yes, so then we'll cross over into another category of asham and say that the same is true. But you're going to tell me that we're going to learn the halachos of an asham gzeilos and asham mi'ilos from an asham nazir and asham mitzora, that just like an asham nazir and asham mitzora is kosher if it's 1-year-old, the same should be true by an asham gzeilos and asham mi'ilos. It's not just kosher if it's 1-year-old by an asham nazir and asham mitzora, it's supposed to be a 1-year-old. It's not just kosher if it's a 2-year-old by an asham gzeilos and asham mi'ilos, it's supposed to be a 2-year-old. That we're not going to cross over. We're not going to say, oh, just like one type of karban asham is supposed to be 1-year-old, so every type of karban asham can be a 1-year-old. No, we're not going to learn davar shelo bechshero mi davar shebechshero. So says Gemara, velo, do we not do that? Do we not learn davar shelo bechshero from davar shebechshero? Vatanya, but we have a brisa. Minayin la yotze shim alo lo yered shari yotze kasher bavama. That the brisa tells us, how do I know if the emurim of a chatos or an ola leaves the azara and therefore can no longer be brought on the mizbeach, that if you did bring it on the mizbeach, you leave it there and you let it burn on the maracha, because we do find that yotze doesn't always ruin a karban on a bama, even though it's bachut, you're allowed to be makter on a bama. It doesn't pass the karban for obvious reasons, because there's no psul yotze by a bama. So you see that a psul yotze by a shas iser bamos, which is shalobach shero, is derived from the halacha of yotze b'shas heter bamos, which is bech shero. So don't tell me that we don't learn a davar shalobach shero. Sure we do. Says the Gemara, no we don't. Tana azos Torah sa'ola riba samachle. The Tana of that brisa is not really giving us the main drasha where he actually derives this halacha from about the psul yotze. He really derives it from a ribui in the pasuk, where the pasuk says zos Torah sa'ola hi ha'ola almot al-mizbech kol ha'layla adaboker. So we learn that there's Torah achas for anything that's supposed to go on the mizbeach. That if it's all on the mizbeach, it's lo yered, even if it's pasul. But the ikur limud is not from the fact that there's no psul yotze by abama, because ain't a chinami. We can't learn from the fact that there's no psul yotze by abama. By abama, there's not just no psul yotze; it's supposed to be yotze by abama, and you can't learn what's not supposed to be from what is supposed to be. You can't learn davar she lo bechshero mi davar shebechshero. Why did the Tana mention that he's learning it from from a bama, that's an asmachta, but it's not really the ikra lima. Okay, now the Gemara brings another halacha relating to the shalmei atzeres, where you do something incorrectly. So tani rabba barbrachana kameda rav, kivsei atzeres sheshchatan lushum elim. You take the kivsei atzeres, but at the time that you're shechting them, you're saying, I am shechting them l'shem elim, meaning I am shechting the kivsei ashlamim l'shem the ayale atzeres, which are karbanos ola. That's what the psukim say, that the ayale atzeres are karbanos ola. So here you are taking the kivsei atzeres, which are supposed to be shlamim, and you're shechting them l'shem the ayale atzeres, which are supposed to be in ola. Ksherin, they are kasher karbanos, but v'lo ala l'baylim shum chova. The tzibur over here, the baylim is the tzibur, is not yotzei derchiv of shalmei atzeres. They're going to have to bring other kivsei atzeres. Amale Rav, Alu v'alu. Rav says to Rabbi Chanan, no, you're incorrect. They absolutely count the Bailim L'Shem Chova. They do count for the Tzibur. They are Yotzei L'Chiyuv. So Amar Chisla, Mestabra Milsei D'Rav B'Kasavur. Rav seems to be more correct that it does count when the person who shechted the Karban B'Kasavur Eilim Ushchaton L'Shem Kavasim, where he thought that that what he's shechting is Eilim, and he said explicitly that he's shechting them L'Shem Kvasim. That's where they're going to count l'shem chava, shai kvasim l'shem kvasim nishchatu. Because even though he thought they were alien, they weren't. They were kvasim. So at the end of the day, he's shechting kvasim l'shem kvasim, because he said he's doing l'shem kvasim, so that's not really a shechita shlo l'shma. So even though he thought they were alien, but he never said that, that's just a machshava. Dvarim shablev inim dvarim. So he may have been thinking that they're alien, but they are kvasim, and he's shechting them l'shem kvasim, so everything is good. So that's going to be ola l'bailim. But if he thought that these kvasim that he's shechting are elim, and he shechted them l'shem elim, then love, then they're not gonna be ola l'baylim shem chova. They're not gonna count for the shalmei atzeres, even though they actually were kvasim. They were the right kind of animal because it was a shechita shelo l'shma. And even though it was a mistake, he misidentified the animals. Akira b'tot was havia akira a machshava shelo l'shma. That's oker the shem korban and makes it another carbon, where you're trying to call it another carbon, is oker even when it's an akir b'taus. The Kohen does not have kavan to be oker the shame carbon. He thought it was another carbon. So if he also, since he shechted the kvas on the shame elim, even though he didn't have the kavan to be oker the shame carbon, because he thought that they were elim, and had he known that they were kvasim, he never would have shechted them the shame elim. Nevertheless, his machshava is going to be enough to be oker the shame, and it's not going to count as the kivsei atzeres. V'rabba amar akira b'taos lo avi akira. When you have a machshav on a karban that's shalol l'shma, but it's b'taos, you weren't trying to be oker the shame karban, you just misidentified it. The whole thing was b'taos. Such a machshav is not powerful enough to be oker the shame karban. So even though he shechted them the shame elim, it does count as kivsei atzeres, because that his kavana is not a meaningful enough kavana, since it's all a mistake, to be oker the shame carbon. So that's the machlokas. Akira b'taos. Shmei akira or lo shmei akira is machshava shalol l'shma. That's all based on a mistake. Is that enough of a machshava to be oker the shame carbon or not? Amar rabba umasvina nashmaitin. I could ask on what I just said. Meaning, I said akira b'taos is not an akira, but I could ask from a mishnah mesachas gittin. The mishnah tells us as follows: Hakohanim shepiglu b'migdash. If kohanim do one of the dalit avodos with the machsheves pigul, and therefore destroy the karban, they ruin the karban, not physically, but halachically ruin the karban, mezidin, if they did it on purpose, chayavin, they owe the bailim the value of that karban, because the bailim just now has a pasul karban, and it's kohanim's fault, the kohanim destroyed the karban purposely, hashogin peturim. But what you do see is that if they did it by mistake, they don't have to pay, they're pater. V'tani Allah, and the braisa over there says, meseches gittin, pigul and pigul, even though they were doing it still is pigul. They're just not going to have to pay for it. Say chidami. What's the example where you could have something that's pigul b'shogeg? If the case is that you knew that it was a carbon chatos, then the halacha of a carbon chatos is you can eat it for one day, one night, today and tonight, and that's it. And instead, he has a machshava to eat it like a shlamim. A shlam could be eaten for 2 days and one night, so he has a machshava that he's going to eat it the next day, l'shem shlamim. So that's a machshavas pigul. Hai shogigin, mezidin havu. That's not considered shogim, that's amazing, because when you have a machshava shovel l'shem shlamim, knowing that it's not a shlamim, that it's a chatas, you're bemazed having machsheves pigel. Elolav must be the kasav shlamim, that you know why you had a machsheves shlamim? You thought it was a shlamim. It was really a chatas. You made a mistake. You thought it was a shlamim, v'machashev l'shem shlamim. And that's why the Kohen had a machshava l'shem shlamim, because he thought that's what it really was. And what does it say? Ktani pikulan pigel, that it is pigel. Alma kira betalos havi akira. So you see that even a mistaken machshava has the ability to ruin the korban. That even an akira betalos is really going to be oker the shame korban, and it's going to be pigul. It's just the coin's not going to have to pay for it. Amalei abayi li olam diyada the chatas. Abayi says no. The case in the Mishnah Gittin is the coin was aware that it was a chatas. V'kamachashiv bal l'shum shlamim ba'omer muter. He had a machshava l'shum shlamim, but he wasn't mistaken. He was an omer muter. The Kohen thought that that it was mutter to shecht the chatas l'shem shlamim, and that's why it's called the shogeg. Meaning, we thought that if he knew that it was a chatas in his machshava l'shem shlamim, that's amazing. No, it was a machshava. He was omer mutter. He thought that it was mutter, and that's why it's considered a shogeg. But it's not considered an akira b'talus, because he was aware that it was a chatas. He just shechted it l'shem shlamim because he assumed that that was permissible to do. So masav Rebbe Zera asks on that. You know, the Braisa tells us, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol menacho shenikmitzu shalol l'shman ksheros. If you do kmitzah v'kar mincha shalol l'shma, it's going to be kosher ve'olu l'baylam shem chova. And it even counts for the chiyuv that the baylam have to bring. She'ena menachos domos l'zvachim. And in this way, a mincha is very different than a zevach. A zevach is never olu l'baylam shem chova when you do it shalol l'shma. Right? The whole discussion, the very first mishnah of Mesechus Zvachim, is that a chata and the Pesach Shalol Lishma are even possible. Every other carbon Shalol Lishma is kosher, but definitely not Ola L'Bailam Shem Chova. It's only by a carbon Mincha where you do it Shalol Lishma that it's even Ola L'Bailam Shem Chova. Why? Shakomitz Machvas L'Shum Marcheshas. What would be a Shalol Lishma by a Mincha? He takes a kmitzah from a carbon Machvas, having in mind that it's a Minchas Marcheshas. Well, Maseh Mochichan Aleha, it's obvious that what it really is. She Machvas. It's obvious that it's a Machvas, and everyone knows that it's not a Minchas Marcheshas, even though you had a Machshava of Minchas Marcheshas. And similarly, if you're coming to Minchas Chote or Minchas Kenos, that's supposed to be Chareva L'Shem Belula, having in mind that it should be a carbon Mincha that's Belula B'Shemen, that has a good amount of oil. Other than a Minchas Chote and a Minchas Kenos, every carbon has a Shemen in it. One look Shemen for each Isaron of a flour, according to the Chamin, according to Blazer Ben Yaakov, the Luk Shemen for every Shir shall solas up until Shishim Yisaron. So Maaseh Mochichan Aleha. So the Halach, and the reason why it works is because it's obvious what you're doing. Sheikh Hareva. It's obvious that if there's no oil there, it's obviously Minchas Hareva. It's obviously Minchas Kenos or Minchas Chote. So since it's obvious that whatever Machshava you're having is Sheker, it's so clearly not true, so that Machshava is going to not impact the carbon at all. But when it comes to zvachim, that's not true. Shchita achas l'kulan, kabbalah achas l'kulan, zrika achas l'kulan. Whatever type of carbon you're bringing, it's the same shchita, the same kabbalah, the same zrika. So what your erroneous machshava is not obvious that it's an error. By carbon mincha, when you have an erroneous machshava, it's obvious that it's an error because we can just look at what you're doing. But when it comes to zevach, all of the actions are exactly the same, and therefore there's no maaseh mochichan aleha that your machshava is bad. So such a machshava is going to be impactful. Now the truth is, not all karbanos have exactly the same halachas. So we already discussed this in Maseches Zvachim, that a bechor, a maaser, a pesach is nitan matana achas k'neged yisod. The zrika is matana achas. An ola, a toda, asham shlamim, shtei matanos shein arba. Chatas, arba matanos al arba kronos. So nevertheless, that's not considered a hecker, because the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Zvachim, Daf Lamed Vav, that all karbanos that are supposed to be, where the dam is supposed to be placed on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, if you do even a matana achas, it's kiper. It does work. It is kosher. So that's not considered enough of a difference. Even though ideally you're supposed to have different amounts of matnas dam on the mizbeach chitzon for different karbanos. Yeah, but if you do one matnas dam on any of them, it's still going to be kosher. But anyway, we're going to try to bring our raya now. Say chidami. What case is the brisa talking about? If you were aware that it was minchas machvas and you had a machshava that it should be a minchas marcheshes, why does it matter that it's obvious that it's an erroneous machshava? You knew that it was a minchas machvas and you were having kavana to be ochre the shame machvas and to do it as a marcheshes. So since it's really minchas machvas, that's a kmitza shelo lishma. So that should be puzzle. Elalav, it must be to kasavar marcheshes. You thought it was a marcheshes, but kakamitz l'shem marcheshes, and you did a kmitza l'shem marcheshes. But v'ta'a, you made a mistake. You didn't realize that it wasn't a marcheshes; it was a minchas machvas. But you weren't trying to be oker the shem karban. So what do we say? Da'achu hu d'maseh mochichan aleha. That yes, dafka in such a case where maseh mochichan aleha, that it's obvious that your machshavos are sheker, and therefore your machshavos are not going to be impactful. But not because it's an akira b'ta'us habiyalma akira b'ta'us habiyakira. But it sounds like in a parallel case by other karbanos, by a zevach, let's say, where your maseim are not mochich maleha, then an akira b'taos would in fact be impactful. It would in fact be considered a shalol shema and be oker the shame karban, even b'taos. So that's a kashan rabba who holds that akira b'taos is not shema akira. So I'm like Abaye responds, no, liolam di yada de machvasi, v'kakamitzla l'shomar cheshes. Really, the case is you knew that it was a minchas machvas, and you still were taking the kmitza l'shem racheshes, and so it's not an akira b'taus. Uduka amrit ki maseh mochichna l'mayhavi. We asked, what difference does it make that your maseh mochichna that it's not a minchas marcheshes, since you know that it's not a minchas marcheshes, and you're oker the shem b'kavana from minchas machvas to minchas marcheshes? That's not a kasha. Rabba l'tamei to amar rabba machshava de lo minkara pasal rachmana machshava de minkara lo pasal rachmana. Rabba holds way back on Daf Beis that a machshava that's not nicker, if you're having a machshava semes or not, the machshava shelo lishma by your kabanos of a behema, where it's not clear from your actions, that's going to pasal. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu pasals. But a machshava de minkara, where it's clear that it's not emes, machshava shelo lishma by menachos, where it's obvious that it's not the mincha that you're having a machshava for, lo pasal rachmana. The Torah does not pasal because it's not considered like a real machshava, and the machshava shelo lishma is not going to pasal by menachos, even though the kavana is oker the shame. So it's not a raya from that brisa that akira b'taos is considered to be an akira. So we had two attempted rayas to try to prove that akira b'taos havya akira from the case of a kohen who's mefagel b'shogeg, and that's the case of akira b'taos, but it's still pigul, and from the case by a mincha, that if not for the fact that maaseh mochichan aleha, a kmitza shelo lishma would have been possible, but we rejected both of the rayas. Now we move on to a new mishnah, new sugya. Bottom of the page. So the mishnah is going to discuss continuing the series of things that are not ma'akev zeh zeh, things that are not ma'akev each other. So atmidin ein ma'akvenes ha-musafin velo ha-musafin ma'akvenes ha-tmidin. The carbon tamid that you bring twice a day, every single day, is not ma'akev you from bringing a carbon musaf. Meaning, if you brought normally all carbonos are supposed to be sandwiched between the tamid shel shachar, tamid shel bein arba'im. If you bring the carbon musaf before the tamid shel shachar, it's still going to be okay. It's still going to be kosher b'di'evet. And lo ha-musafin ma'akvenes ha-tmidin means if you bring the carbon tamid shel bein arba'im before the musaf, so you bring the musaf late after the carbon tamid shel bein arba'im, it's not pasul. V'lo musafin ma'akvin zeh zeh. And when you bring many karbanos musaf, one is not ma'akev the other. Let's say, for example, Shabbos that's Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos that is Cholamoi, that is Sukkot. So you have multiple karbanos to bring on. There's our Daf Yomi Kuzar, right? So multiple karbanos that to bring on the same day. That musfei Shabbos are not ma'akev the musfei Rosh Chodesh, and vice versa. So the Achronim raised the question. We already had a Mishnah Daf Mem Dalam and Beis. Parim, Elim, Kvasim are not ma'akev zeh zeh, and that's talking about the different karbanos musaf. So why does our Mishnah have to tell us again that different karbanos musaf are not ma'akev each other? It's somewhat repetitive. So the Achronim point point out, no, previously we were talking about where you have a day where the carbon musaf involves shnei parim, or shnei kvasim. So one is not ma'akev, the other. Over here we're talking about two totally separate chiyuvim of karbanos. You have the chiyuv karban musaf because it's Shabbos, and the chiyuv karban musaf because it is yontif, or because it is Rosh Chodesh. Now the Tos Yontif points out that the din that musafim are not ma'akev each other does not count for the musafim of Chag HaSukkos, where you have to bring them like the Seder Hakasuv Behem that it says in the Torah. So Sukkos is a little bit of an exception to that rule. Okay, lo ikrivu keves baboker yakrivu ben arbayim. Even if the Kohanim for whatever reason did not bring the Karban Tamid in the morning, they still have to bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim because the first keves is not ma'akev the second keves. And even if the same Kohanim that were supposed to bring the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar and were lazy, they woke up late or whatever, they didn't bring the carbon, and it would be amazing they didn't bring the carbon. There's no knas on them. They're still allowed to bring the carbon tamid, shel ben arbayim. Amr Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon says, Emasai, bizman shayu anusin or shogin. No, that's only if it was an anus, they weren't able to bring it, or they were shogeg, they thought that someone else had brought it already, so they didn't bring it. Avalam hayim azitin. But if they did this bemazed, that they dafka chose not to, velo akrivu kevis baboker, velo yakrivu ben arbaim. They do not bring a carbon tamin, shel ben arbaim. Now the Gemara has an expression in other places, misha achal shum, vrecha nodev, yachsu viochal shum. If a person ate garlic and his breath smells, so what do? You don't tell him, hey, have some more garlic, maybe that will correct your breath, right? You don't tell the person who did an Avera, go ahead, do another Avera. Maybe, you know, once it's lost, farfallen, okay, there's nothing you can do about it. No, we tell the person, okay, let's try to set it straight now. Let's try not to do another Avera. So what are we saying over here? They shouldn't bring the Karmat HaMashal, they arrived just because they didn't bring the Karmat HaMashal Shachar. So Rashi points out, Klal Yisrael still has to bring it. It's just get different Kohanim to do it. Meaning when they do the pious of who brings the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, we don't include those Kohanim who were Nis'atzel that morning and chose not to bring the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar in the pious when we do the raffle of who gets to do this. So that's that's the Knas that we place on them. Okay, another din in terms of the Ketores, which is similar to the Tamid in that it's brought twice a day, every single day. So says the Mishnah, lo iktiru ktaras baboker, yaktiru ben arbayim. If you didn't bring the ktaras in the morning, you still bring the ktaras ben arbayim, because the ktaras of the morning is not ma'akev, the ktaras of ben arbayim. But Ram Rabbi Shimon, v'kula isakreve ben arbayim, that when you didn't bring the ktaras in the morning, instead of bringing the half that you would normally bring ben arbayim, normally you split it into two parts, half in the morning, half ben arbayim, but if you didn't do it in the morning, bring it all ben arbayim. So bring all the full amount of Ketores, not the half. Now, by the Olas Tamid, we did not say, no one said, that if you didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, that you'd bring two Tamidin Bein Arbayim. So that's what the Rishonim explained, that the Shnei Kvasim that you makra for the Olas Tamid are two totally separate mitzvahs. The Ketores of Shachar, the Ketores of Bein Arbayim, is one mitzvah that you just split into two. So when you bring it all Bein Arbayim, you bring it all at one time. Tosas mentions this on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and the Karen Ora points out that's the machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, that according to the Tanakama they're shtei mitzvos, and therefore even if you're maktir bein arbayim, you're only maktir half. Even ketores is shtei mitzvos. According to Rabbi Shimon, the ketores is one mitzvah. And then the Mishnah, the Rabbi Shimon explains why it is that you have to maktir the entire thing. She'in mechanchen es mizbech hazahav ela b'ketores hasamim. You cannot use the mizbech hazahav for the first time unless you have the ketores hasamim of Ben Arbayim, and then you have to be maktir the full mana all at one time. So on other days as well, when you didn't bring the shachris, you're maktir. Meaning, when they make a new mizbeach hazav, what do? They have to bring the full measure Ben Arbayim, because that morning they didn't have a mizbeach yet, so they would have to bring the full measure that afternoon. So too, whenever you didn't bring ketores, the half that you're supposed to bring in the morning, you bring the full measure in the afternoon. That's how Rashi explains. V'lo mizbeach ha'ola ela b'tamid shel shachar. You can't be mechanich a mizbeach ha'ola except for with the tamid shel shachar. V'lo osa shulchan ela b'lechem apanim b'shabbos, and the shulchan you're mechanich with the b'lechem apanim on Shabbos and not with anything else. V'loes ha-menorah, el b'shimah neroseh ben arbayim. And you're mechanich ha-menorah with the seven neros, lighting it k'mitzvasa, not with anything else, or not at any other time of the day, other than ben arbayim. But for the rest of the daf, we're going to be focused on the first part of our Mishnah. So, b'amin erbchia bar avin, me rav chista. Tzibur she'en lehen t'midim musafin, eizim e'em kodim. Let's say you have a tzibur that doesn't have both t'midim musafin, which one comes first? Are the t'midim dochel musaf, or the other way around? Meaning, which one, if one of them can't be brought? If it's today's Tamid and today's Musaf, Pshita Tamidin Adifi, of course Tamidim are going to be Adif Tavalu Tadir Umakudash, because they're both Tadir and they're Makudash, because they have Kedusha, because it's Yantif, and the Musaf only have the second mile of Kedush Sayom. So the Tamidim are going to come first and are going to be Doche. Meaning that they're not that the Tamidin are more Makudash than the Musaf, but the Tamidin have both milas of being Tamid and Makudash, whereas the Musaf has only one mila of being Makudash but not being Tadir. That's how Rashi explains in the first pshat. El Tamidin de l'machon Musaf and de idna. Now the Shaila in our Mishnah must be, it's tomorrow's Karban Tamid and today's Karban Musaf. So Tzibur has Shnei Kvasim on Shabbos. Should they bring it for the Musaf of Shabbos, or wait till tomorrow and use it for the Karban Tamid of a weekday? So Tamidin Adifi Shekein Tadir. Do we say that the Tamidim are Adif because they're brought every single day, they're more Tadir, and therefore save it for tomorrow? Odilma Musafin Adifi Davla Mukudash. Or do we say that Musaf is Adif because Musaf is Mukudash? Now, even though generally speaking, there's another rule over here, Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvos, that you're not supposed to bypass a mitzvah that you have today. So there's a famous Shuv in the Chacham Sin, Sim Kovav, where he says, yeah, Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvos, but the Maila of Tadir is a greater Maila than Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvos. So you do have to keep Chacham in Barosho and think ahead a little bit. That's the major discussion. If a person is going to be let out of jail for one day, and he can choose what day to be able to daven with a minyan and do mitzvahs and whatever, should he do the very next day, or should he do like an important day, like Yom Kippur or something like that, where it'll have greater impact? So Chacham Husi says, you got to think long term. So Amalei Tanisua, HaTamidin Ein Makvinas HaMasufin La Masafin Makvinas HaTamidin. Our Mishnah said that one is not Makvin the other, La Masafin Makvinas HaZeh. Hey Chidami, what's our Mishnah talking about? Ilem Adi Islev Liktem. If we're talking about where you have Kvasim for Tamidin and for Musafim, and the Mishnah is just talking about which one to bring first. Vatani Minayin Shle Yedavar Kodem Tam Shel Shachar Tamalomar Varuch Aleha Ola Vamrava Ha Ola Ola Rishona. So that we wouldn't need our Mishnah to teach us which one to bring first. Of course you bring the Tam Shel Shachar before you bring any Karbanos of the day. El Pshita the last day. Must be talking in our Mishnah not what to bring first, but which to bring and which not to bring. V'idi Yomei, and if it's that day's Karban, Amai Tadr Mekudesh Adif. It would be obvious that the Karban Tamid would come first. El Lav de Lamachar. Must be that our Mishnah is talking about this exact case. You have today's Karban Tamid or today's Karban Musaf or tomorrow's Karban Tamid. V'ktani Ein Ma'akvin Zeh Ezeh. And we said that you're allowed to bring the Musafim of today, or wait till tomorrow and bring the Karban Tamid. Al Mekiyad Adininu. Meaning, we don't have to make whatever decision you make. It's perfectly fine. It's a no-win situation or a no-lose situation. So I'm Abaye Li'olam De Islu V'Liktam. No, our Mishnah is talking about where you have enough karbanos for both, and it's just about what to bring first. You ask, but isn't it obvious then that Tamid Shel Shachar has to be the first thing you bring, Tamid Shel Be'er the last thing you bring, and Musaf in between? Mitzvah Bialmahu. That's only a mitzvah L'Chachila. Our Mishnah is saying that B'diyeved, it would work even if you do it in the wrong order. Tashma the Gemara says, I'll bring you another Raya. The Mishnah Maseches Arach, it talks about the Chiyuv of being Bodek or Karban for any mum before you shecht it. Ein Pochsin Mishisha Tolaim HaMavukarim B'Lishchas HaTolaim. In the Lishchas HaTolaim in the Beis HaMikdash, they had six Tolaim at all times that were examined for mumin. Kedei L'Shabbos U'L'Shnei Yom Tovim Shor Rosh Hashanah. Just in case they had a 3-day Yantiv. So you need to prepare six animals that have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah come right next to Shabbos, so you'll be able to bring Karbanos Tamid for all 3 days. Say Chidami, what are we talking about? Ilei Midei Islay, if you have enough Tlaim for the Tamidim and Musafin of Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, so why do we say to prepare six Tlaim, Tamidim Musafin Tuba Havu? It should be way more than that, way more, many more Karbanos for all the Karbanos Musaf. El Lav de Leslay, must be talking about a case where you don't have enough animals. Shemaminat Tamid Nadifi. So what are you going to do? You're only going to bring the Karbanos Tamid, and that's why you have six of them, because you got to bring the Karban Tamid. Gemara says, Lo, the Olam De Islay, not. Maybe that's really talking about where you have enough. Vahachika Amar, Ein Pachs Mishish Lamam Karban Lishkas Atayim, Arba Yom Kodem Shkita, that you need at least six that have been examined 4 days in advance of the Shkita, and that's only a din by the Karban Tamid, not by the Karban Musaf. Umani Ben Bagbaki, Detani Ben Bagbam, Nayan the Tamid Shaitan, Bikar Arba Yom Kodem Shkita, Tavalom Tishmu Lakali Mado, Lalanu Omer, Vailachem Limishveris, Hadar Basu Yom, by Karban Pesach, and we link Karban Pesach to Karban Tamid, Malalan Ton Bikar Arba Yom Kodem Shkita, Afkan Ton Bikar Arba Yom Kodem Shkita, just like Karban Pesach needs 4 days in advance of Shkita, so too the Karban Tamid also needs 4 days in advance of Shkita. So that's what we're talking about when we say you set aside six animals for the 3 day Yantif, six animals for Karban Tamid that need 4 days of Bikur. But you have plenty of other animals that you can use for a Karban Musaf that just don't require 4 days of Bikur in advance. And that's why it's not necessarily a Raya in our Shaila. So Beis Hashem will continue this discussion tomorrow.